Chapter 1. He kissed me deeply, and I knew in that moment that we would be all right. Snapping the now finished book shut, I sighed. Normally, I wasn't the type of girl who obsessed over romantic stories, but last week changed that. All I've been doing is reading these unrealistic romantic stories and obviously imagining myself as the female lead. Who is the male lead, you might be wondering? The same guy who stole my heart 4 years ago. Hunter Hall. Arya, do you want to come grocery shopping with me? My mom's unmistakable voice shouted up the stairs. No, Mom, I replied. Arya Bedi, that's my name. I'm 19 years old, and if you can't already tell from my name, I'm Indian. And yes, I am a werewolf. Currently, I live with my parents, Sid and Tara. They've been mated, married for 27 years. My older brother, Sai, is 24, and his mate, Zoya, is also 24. Our pack is called Black Moon. I love our community. Everyone knows everyone, and growing up here was amazing. Right now, I'm training to be a pack doctor. It was always something I wanted to do. I remember when I used to get teased when I said I wanted to become a pack doctor. My skin color and the stereotypes were the cause, of course. Everyone thought it was the perfect career for me since I'm Indian, and we're all apparently doctors, lawyers, or accountants. It used to bother me, but now I embrace it. My mind was racing with thoughts about Hunter Hall. He was our beta. He and our alpha, Carter Ward, were sent away for training 4 years ago, and they were coming back today. I still remember the day before they left. Hunter came up to me with his gorgeous blue eyes and told me to wait for him. I was only 15 at the time, but I knew I would wait for him. After all, I was utterly in love with Hunter. He was my first kiss. I can still remember the feeling of his lips against mine. Most wolves find their mates at 18. And since Hunter wasn't here when I turned 18, and I didn't find my mate, I was convinced that Hunter was my mate. Groaning, I rolled off my bed and walked over to my bookshelf. I had to think of something else. Otherwise, I would go insane. My bookshelf was overflowing with books. You could say I was a bookworm. My fingers brushed against the covers of many books before stopping at one. Picking it up, I sighed. It was the history of humans, werewolves, and lycans. Not a story, but pure facts. However, I knew that if I read another romantic story, my irrational thoughts would never let me rest. A familiar ringtone started playing, and I went over to grab my phone, which was on charge. Seeing the name flash up on the screen, I smiled and quickly answered. Sophia Butler, long time no speak, I teased. Arya Bedi, stop teasing me. You know I've been busy, my best friend Sophia whined. Have you really been busy or has Luke been keeping you trapped away? I continued to tease. Sophia laughed. You are horrible. You know I've been busy. After all, the Lycan Ball is coming up. Aren't you excited? Ah, yes, the Lycan Ball. The kingdom's way to ensure that all packs get to see the palace and meet the king. I hated it. This was our pack's second time being picked to go, but my first time actually going. I've always hated dances. School dances, wedding receptions. I don't know why, because I love dressing up. I have a feeling that the reason I hated the Lycan Ball, even though I had never been, was because I was intimidated by the Lycans. The first time we got picked, I was struck down by an awful case of the flu. My grandparents flew in from Canada, where they live, to come look after me while the rest of my family went. That's how my best friend met her Lycan mate, Luke. She's the one I mentioned before. Sophia met Luke at the ball 4 years ago. And since then, she's changed a lot. Don't get me wrong, I was very happy when she rang and told me, even if I was puking my guts out. But a part of me knew I would lose my best friend. After all, she was a Lycan now, and they had very important roles and responsibilities. Her mate, Luke Martin, was head of the Warriors, so Sophia remained busy all the time. Since she loved organizing so much, she was in charge of organizing important events. And the Lichen Ball was the most important one Sophia would ever organize. "Oh yes, I am so looking forward to it," I sarcastically replied. "Well, the good thing is you'll get to see me," Sophia tried cheering me up. "That's true. We haven't seen each other in a year. Not since you came back home to see your little nephew," I sighed. "I miss you too. I wish I could come back more often," Sophia also sighed. "You're busy, I get it. Thank God for technology, though. We can always talk, even if we aren't together," I said. "That's so true. Oh, Aria, I just can't wait to see you. You leave tomorrow, right?" Sophia asked. "Yep, tomorrow. Bright and early," I sighed. "Stop sighing! At least try and be a little excited," Sophia complained. "Okay, sorry, I will try," I laughed. "Well, I have to go now. Duty calls, but I can't wait to see you tomorrow," Sophia replied. "See you tomorrow," I said, hanging up. It wasn't long before my mom came into my room with Zoya, carrying a bag. I knew what was in there. My dress for the ball. "Aria, you need to pack. You know we leave early tomorrow," Mom said, shaking her head at me. Groaning, Zoya laughed and said, "I'll help her pack." Mom nodded and left. Zoya dragged me out of bed and helped me pack. It was a distraction from thinking about Hunter. Once we were done, I asked Zoya, "So any news on when Hunter and Carter will be back?" "Why, impatient, are we?" Zoya chuckled. "No, I'm just curious, that's all," I rolled my eyes. Zoya was the only one in my pack who knew that Hunter kissed me, and I loved him. Everyone else just thought I had a crush on him. I didn't want my parents to know, and especially not my brother. He wouldn't take the news very well. But I knew I could trust Zoya. "Well, they should be here very soon." "Are you nervous?" Zoya asked. "A little. I just can't wait to see him," I admitted. Zoya and I sat on my bed and chatted for a while. I loved the fact that I could open up to Zoya. She was basically my sister. Sai said that he loved seeing that his sister and mate had an amazing relationship. I was just lucky Zoya was so cool. After Sophia left, I felt lonely, but Zoya was always there for me. Before long, my werewolf hearing picked up the sounds of cars coming down the path. I jumped up, my heart beating fast as nerves started to get to me. It was finally time. I was going to see Hunter after 4 years. Zoya held my hand as we walked downstairs together. "Did I look okay?" I ran my hands through my hair and Zoya shook her head. "Deep breaths, Aria. You've got this. It's okay." Luckily, our house was near the pack house, where the Alpha and Beta lived with their families. Sai was waiting for us downstairs and held Zoya's hand. "Let's go see our Alpha and Beta." Zoya never let go of my hand as we walked the short distance to where the cars were already parked. My heart was beating so fast. I just wanted to see Hunter. We walked up to the cars and my wolf was restless. Was that the sign I had been looking for? My mate was here? My dreams were coming true. Hunter would step out of that car and he would know we are mates. Hearing the car door open, my head snapped to the sound. First, our Alpha, Carter Ward, got out. He hadn't changed a bit. Well, except he got muscular. His green eyes twinkled with mischief and happiness. Yep, the same old Carter. He brushed some of his blonde hair out of his face before hugging his parents and younger brother. I watched as he said hello to everyone before stopping at me. I was lucky that the future Alpha wanted to be my friend. Throughout school, Carter was always there for me, and I couldn't thank him enough. I considered him to be one of my best friends, along with Sophia. A contagious smile took over his face, and I found myself smiling too. The next thing I know, Carter has picked me up and spun me around, causing the adults to laugh. "Aria, oh, I've missed you. You've changed quite a bit. Puberty, eh?" Carter teased. I rolled my eyes and hugged him. "It's good to see you too, Carter. You haven't changed at all." "Don't worry, sometimes people are late bloomers," I joked, earning a laugh from Carter's parents. Carter smiled and hugged me again. "I really did miss you, Smiley." "I miss you too," grinning at Carter's nickname for me, which he hadn't forgotten. Hearing the car door open, I glanced over Carter's shoulders to see a familiar body get out of the car. His back was facing me, so he didn't know I was standing behind him. I wanted to see his blue eyes full of love and adoration for me. Carter moved out of the way and stood by my side, which I thought was a little weird. Surely he should have continued saying hello to everyone. Maybe he just wanted to see the moment Hunter and I acknowledged each other as mates. Yes, that must be it. My wolf continued to pace, fueling my thoughts that Hunter was indeed my mate. I watched as his light brown hair blew in the wind. His back was still turned to me. I just wanted him to turn around. What was he waiting for? Just as I thought he was about to turn around, and that magical moment I had dreamed about would happen, Hunter turned back to the car and held his hand out. My heart stopped as I saw a manicured hand reach for Hunter's. The smile fell off my face and was replaced with a look of betrayal.